This is the A Squared Fantasy Football Podcast, and I'm your host, Anthony Angeletta. This week, we're going to discuss running backs, but before we get to that, I want to talk about some quarterbacks that were drafted last week during the draft. First, we'll talk about Geno Smith, who was drafted by the Jets. I really feel he's going to be the starter at some point in the season, sooner rather than later, just with the lack of talent that they do have at quarterback. And E.J. Manuel, the first guy taken off the board, the only one in the first round by the Buffalo Bills, which was a shock because a lot of people thought Ryan Nassib would have been taken. But E.J. Manuel has another opportunity to start, considering Kevin Cobb and Tavares Jackson are the only other quarterbacks on that team. And they're really not that good. So if they have a lot of faith in E.J. Manuel, I could see him starting again sooner rather than later. All right, the rest, the quarterbacks, I don't think are going to be starting, so they really have no fantasy impact. And let's get to the running backs this week. Our first storyline, it talks about Adrian Peterson and how he thinks or is shooting for 2,500 yards this season. Can he do it? Doubtful. But will he be a top running back again? That's very, very likely. He's more time removed from his knee surgery, and even though he did have sports hernia surgery after the season, I still think he's going to be more than 100% going to be able to get you close to a 2,000 yards, I think, again this season. I mean, he plays at least 8 games in a dome, so that's perfect weather. He got the added additions of Greg Jennings with a great draft from the Vikings to even help him further, and to be honest, Adrian Peterson is just the best running back in the league. All right, let's get to a couple running backs who now have a new stadium to play in. First off, we're going to get to Steven Jackson. Now in Atlanta, they got rid of Michael Turner, added another old veteran to, I think, maybe give Jacquizz Rodgers another mentor before I think he ultimately takes over the number one role. Now, Steven Jackson goes from an offense that was extremely stagnant to an offense that has two of the best receivers in the game, probably the greatest tight end ever to play the game, returning for one more season, and a great quarterback. Still has a lot of wear on the tires, but with being able to spell him with Jacquizz Rodgers, he might have a solid season. I don't think it's going to be an amazing season like some people are predicting, but definitely the change from St. Louis to Atlanta will do him some good. Secondly, we got Reggie Bush going to Detroit. This one I think is even better for Reggie Bush because now he also has an explosive offense. He's not going to really be a three-down back. They do have Mikel LeShore, and I think he's going to be used more of a hybrid running back wide receiver, sort of the way Sean Payton and the Saints used him for the first few years of his career. I'm expecting anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 yards from scrimmage, receiving, passing, maybe even doing some returning. Who knows? But definitely has a lot of chance to succeed in this offense than he did in Miami. Next, we have Rashard Mendenhall going to Arizona. This is another move that is really good for Arizona. I think it's a one-year contract, paying him very minimal money. He's still only 26, coming off injury. You know, they have Carson Palmer now. Still young. I think he could do the job well, but he's going to have some competition considering the Cardinals did draft Andre Ellington and Stephon Taylor. So, good chance if he doesn't perform, he's going to be overtaken by one of those two draft picks. Lastly, we have Sean Green going to Tennessee. The only reason why I bring this up is because maybe this will actually make Chris Johnson do his job a little better, given some pressure by another running back. But to be honest, Sean Green, not really that good. Don't know if CJ is going to be too worried that his job is in danger. And the other running back we're going to talk about later in the question segment. All right, next topic, we're going to bring up three running backs, Darren McFadden, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, and their injuries. Now, for McFadden and Matthews, this might be both their last chances in their respective cities. McFadden continually seems to get hurt and underperforms. Matthews always gets hurt. And San Diego even talked to LaDainian Tomlinson about coming back. That shows you the lack of trust they have in this running back. So these they don't perform this year, they get hurt, they're most likely gone. That's at least the way I think. Possible handcuffs for them. Matthews, maybe Danny Woodhead, or Ronnie Brown, McFadden, you have Marcel Reese, Rashad Jennings, Tywan Jones. I mean, the list goes on and on. DeMarco Murray, different story. I know they did this draft Joseph Randle, but I don't think he's going to be any threat to Murray. I think it's more of a safety just in case Murray goes down again. They do have Philip Tanner. He didn't really do well. Didn't really perform when Murray was hurt last year, which I really wish he did, because if he did, he would have had a great nickname that I would at least given him called Full House, which would have been a great name for Philip Tanner. But he didn't. So we'll see how these guys perform. Hopefully they don't get hurt. I really like DeMarco Murray especially. And yeah, well, this is like their last chance. So let's get to the next topic, which is rookie running backs who have the possibility to start and be worth something in your fantasy league. First one is Giovanni Bernard, taken by the Bengals. We have Eddie Lacy or Jonathan Franklin, whoever. They both drafted by the Packers. I think it's going to be a battle to see who gets the starting job there. You have Monte Ball, drafted by the Broncos. Le'Veon Bell, drafted by the Steelers. As I said before, Andre Ellington and Stephon Taylor, drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. And then Joseph Randle, drafted by the Cowboys. Now, I'd say the running backs that have the best chance of getting drafted in your league, obviously Giovanni Bernard. Very good chance of taking over the starting job from Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. No worry about Bernard Scott, who signed a 1-year deal with the Bengals. Eddie Lacy and Jonathan Franklin are going to be battling for that number one spot, considering they really don't have no running game. I mean, Cedric Benson was useless, got hurt. Everyone else really didn't do well for them, and that really hurt their passing game. So I think one of these two guys can step in, and we'll find out close to the regular season who wound up with the job. Monte Ball by the Broncos. That's another good bet to be a starting running back. NoSean performed well last year towards the end of the season, but I don't think they trust him too much. Ronnie Hillman, they obviously didn't seem to trust him, even though he was supposed to be the next guy in line. And Willis McGahee, probably going to be gone, hurt again, getting up there in age. I think it's going to be Monte Ball's job to lose. And lastly, just bring up the best remaining free agent available on the free agency list is Ahmad Bradshaw. Somehow this guy is still not on a team. I understand he gets hurt, but he's only 27. He's gonna get some sort of job. It's gonna be useful in fantasy. In fantasy to you, I have a very good feeling about that. It was recently just cleared by doctors for football activities. Someone's going to pick him up soon. I personally think it should be the St. Louis Rams. They got no real starting running back. They just trying to bolster their passing game. You need someone to get the heat off Sam Bradford. I really think that a Bradshaw would fit really well as a starting running back there. All right, so those are the storylines. We'll talk about the top 10 running backs in my rankings, which I'll post on Facebook later on. So let's get to number one. As I believe, not many others believe, but I believe Adrian Peterson will be number one for reasons I stated before. May not get you 2,000 plus yards, but I'm saying guaranteed 1,700. The dude is a beast. Can't stop him. Number two, Arian Foster, which a lot of people think are number one. I don't think he's better than Peterson. He may be in a better situation, but I really see Peterson being better. I take Peterson any day over Arian Foster. But number two is nothing to sneeze at. So number three, Marshawn Lynch. The dude is a beast as well. They got added so many pieces. Percy Harvin, Russell Wilson's, lighting it up at the end of the season. The defense is gonna be good. Marshawn Lynch is still young, still young, still battling through it. He's gonna get you a ton of points this year. Number four, Doug Martin had a great rookie year. Definitely gonna repeat a lot of what he did. The offense is good. Josh Freeman just needs to continue to grow, and hopefully he will, and that'll open a lot for Doug Martin and him, and the fact that he can run, he can catch the ball, he'll be great. Ray Rice, he's another one, just constantly does what he does, catches passes out the backfield, runs well, runs strong. Last year was a little bit of a down year for him, but I think he's going to come back strong this year, and he'll get you in the number five spot. Number six, Jamaal Charles, one of my favorite running backs. Now he has a real offense, a real quarterback, offensive line stacked up. They re-signed Dwayne Bowe. I think Jamaal Charles may even be higher than six at the end of the season. He could possibly be a number two, number three, because of how good he is. Number seven, LeSean McCoy. Another down year from him, but I think that was a lot to do with the play calling. I think with Chip Kelly there, I think McCoy's going to get a lot more passes out the backfield. He's going to get a lot more runs. I think the offense is going to really suit him well, and he's going to do much better than he did last year. Obviously, he did get hurt, but if he stays healthy, he's definitely going to have a great season. Number eight, CJ Spiller. The only reason why I think he's this low is the quarterback situation. I know Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't light the scoreboard up, but I believe he was much more competent than Cobb or Tavares Jackson. Unless EJ Manuel comes in really quickly, learns system, and goes nuts, I think CJ Spiller is due for a little bit of a letdown than how he was last year, because they don't have the quarterback. Number nine was the surprise of last year, Alfred Morris, aka I call him the Butler. He got me my fantasy championship last year, I'll tell you that right now. Dude was awesome. Undrafted in just about every fantasy league. Just amazing. And with RG3 coming back, the offense is getting better and better, going to get more in sync with each other. Alfred Morris is going to have a great year this year, as his second year. Would have been rookie of the year if there weren't so many good quarterbacks in the league. And number 10, MJD, coming off a big injury last year. It's going to be tough. No quarterback still. Justin Blackmon just got suspended for the first four games due to substance abuse. Their offense is a mess, but you know what? Maybe some fresh legs. MJD, I think, is going to be able to get you a bunch of points this year. All right, so there's the top 10. Like I said, the other I ranked down to 35. Those rankings will be on Facebook, so you can check them out. And up next, we'll go to the 2013 surprise and disappointments. I got three surprises. I actually got four surprises, but I'll talk about the fourth right after this. The first three surprises, I think, are going to be Reggie Bush. I think he's going to have a great season because, like I said before, going to have to catch a lot of passes out of the backfield with Calvin Johnson obviously spreading the field on every play. He's going to get open in the middle. I think he's going to do a lot of work in the flats and right over the middle with Matt Stafford. Number two is going to be David Wilson. He showed last year that I think his fumble problems are behind him. He's got explosiveness with the Giants' offense. Once they sign Cruz, they're gonna be explosive. And I think Wilson out of Boise State is gonna come into his own second year. And third, like I said before, I think Ahmad Bradshaw is gonna surprise everybody. I really hope he gets picked up by the Rams or some team that really needs a number one running back, because he still's got it. 27. I think the Giants, the Giants really aren't going to regret letting him go because they got Wilson and Andre Brown, but he's going to show them that he still has a ton left in the tank. On to the disappointments. Trent Richardson is my number one. The offense is awful in Cleveland. He saved you a lot with getting tons of touchdowns, which I don't think he could replicate this year. Touchdowns are so hard to say he's going to get 10 this year or 15 this year. I think the yard is where it's at. And last year, he had a ton of games where he was under 50 or 60 yards, but he ended up saving you by getting you a touchdown or two touchdowns. That's not going to happen this year. I think the offense is going to be very anemic, and Richardson's going to do for a down second year. Number two, MJD. I think as I said, he might have a good year coming off the injury, but don't be drafting him second. First, second round, he's gonna be down. Wherever he's gonna go, I'm certain I'll never get him because I just don't trust the offense. And who knows, he gets hurt again. Maybe he's not the same. I have to see a lot more in training camp and preseason before I make a full judgment on that. Number three, Steven Jackson. The dude's gonna be good, but he's getting old. He's not gonna. I know he's going to that explosive offense, but I think he's going to be spelled a lot by Jacquizz Rodgers, and I don't think that he's going to get you enough to expect to where you think he'd be drafted. I think he's going to be maybe a fifth, sixth round draft pick in fantasy right now. I don't think he's really going to have the season a lot of people are expecting him to have. All right, now let's get to two questions that I got this week. One is, how high a fantasy pick will Chris Ivory be this year? And that was the running back I was going to talk about in Change of Scenery, as well as a surprise. I think Chris Ivory is going to be amazing this year. He did a lot in a small sample size for the Saints, but he's a great downhill runner. He's got a nose for getting the first down, the extra yardage. He, doesn't go down the first hit. If he could stay healthy, the Jets got themselves a solid running back for a good price. I think it was a fourth round draft pick they traded to the Saints. They got themselves a starter. So Chris Ivory is gonna be sick this year. And I would go so far to say maybe top 20 on the cusp right now. See how he does in training camp. See how the quarterback situation fills out. But I think Chris Ivory is gonna have a solid year. Second question is, any of the running backs will have fantasy impact who were drafted this year? I talked about that a little before. I'm gonna say it's either gonna be Giovanni Bernard or Monte Ball are gonna have the biggest impact. Monte Ball, I think, has a clear shot at being number one. Like I said, it's his job to lose, but I think Giovanni Bernard has the skills to overtake Green Ellis and be in a really good offense. Obviously, the Broncos is a good offense, but I think being a really good offense and have the ability to run the ball a lot. So I think I really like Giovanni Bernard in this fantasy. I think those two running backs are at least going to be drafted. Obviously, either Eddie Lacy or Jonathan Franklin, I think, will be drafted as well. So, all right. Well, let's get to my Ants rant this week. This week is going to be short and sweet. I'm going to talk about something that really bothers me, and his name is Pitbull. That's right, the quote-unquote artist named Pitbull. What I have the real biggest problem I have with this guy is that he only samples other people's beats. He has no talent. To be honest, the only talent that he really has is making people believe that he has musical talent. That's his only talent. He steals people's beats. His lyrics are terrible. Yes, I could rhyme the word baby with baby. That's not good music. He is terrible. That's why when there was a contest to see where he would play, people voted him to play in the it was a Walmart contest, and he would play at a Walmart. And they voted him to play in Alaska. That's how bad he is. They wanted to put him as far away as possible. He is terrible. And he called himself Mr. Worldwide. Maybe we should strap a rocket to his ass, send him out into space, and we can call him Mr. Universe. That's all I gotta say about Pitbull. Can't stand him. Hope his music stops and no one ever has to listen to him again. All right, now my beer choice of the week is gonna be the Shiner Ruby Redbird. It's a good summer beer brewed with grapefruit and ginger. Love it. I drink it as much as possible in the spring and summer, and I keep getting it until they stop selling it by me. Delicious beer. Try it. Shiner Ruby Redbird. All right, well, that's gonna do it for this week's podcast. Remember, you could check my website out. It's asquaredff.podomatic.com. And once you're there, you could subscribe to me on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter, where you could ask me football questions that I'll answer during the podcast. And you could like me on Facebook. That's it for this episode. I'm out.